You're listening to WKGN, AM 1340 Knoxville, FM 101.5 West Knox, and streaming online at foxsportsknoxville.com. Fan Run Radio.
865, we out here. Talk sports. John Reed, Cody McClure, Fox Sports Knoxville. Eh.
Talk sports.
Talk sports.
Talk sports.
Talk sports.
John Reed, give you what you asked for. We got Cody on the MIC, RIP to Reggie White, Fox Sports Knoxville, booming through the satellite. AM, PM on your lunch break. Talk sports through a hurricane or an earthquake. It's the 865 till the death of us. Tune in to Talk Sports like the rest of us. Talk sports. Talk sports, ay.
Hour two of the program kicking off right now. Right now. Cody, hit us with some headlines.
Oh, well, Drexel pulled off the biggest comeback in D1 history last night.
Yeah, that
they
record,
overcame a 34-point deficit to beat Delaware.
That record had stood for 68 years until last night. 32 points was the largest comeback. Last night, Drexel overcame a 34-point deficit. They're getting beat like 53-19.
That's a lot. I never thought about what the biggest deficit would be in basketball.
In college basketball, that's huge.
53-19.
It was 53-19 with I think like 2:52 left in the first half.
Yeah.
So basically, in 22 minutes, they erased that lead.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. Roberto Luongo. Who's Roberto Luongo? Oh, he's a hockey player. I don't know if that's a. Apparently, he gave a good speech and honored the victims of the shooting. Let's move on. Alina Zagatova edged countrywoman Evgenia Medvedeva to win figure skating gold last night in the Pyeongchang Olympics, which are apparently still going on. Be nice to see those end anytime. Here's one you'll like. Cavs' Larry Nance Jr. is switching his number from number 24 to his dad's retired number 22 starting next week. How about that?
They're going to keep the number in the rafters. He still has it retired, but they're going to Sunwear. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
So it's not really retired.
He gets a pass. He gets to wear it.
Just because he's the seed of...
Didn't that happen? Was it Denver that happened in with Peyton Manning? Wasn't number 18 retired in Denver?
But when Peyton Manning says he wants to come play for you.
Am I wrong about that? I feel like it happened with Peyton, but I'm not exactly sure. I might be wrong on that.
It happened
in football recently with a quarterback. I think it's Peyton.
I don't know. Former Pro Bowl cornerback Charles Tillman has reportedly become an FBI agent. That's his new job.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
I wonder if he's involved in this NCAA thing, looking into it. Probably not. He's new on the force.
They put him on the less important stuff.
Number 18 is retired. Frank Trapuka.
Okay. In Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he gave Peyton permission to wear it. He's like, legend, you can wear it. You're Peyton Manning, bro. I'm not going to make you change your number. Although it would have been pretty cool if he'd went back to number 16. That would have been pretty cool. In Denver. I thought I'd seen that story. Good job by you, Benley.
I wonder why he went from 16
to 18.
To 18. I guess is that the only 18, number the Colts? Could...
18 was his brother's number in high school,
was that
I think.
Cooper's number?
Cooper's number. And it was like a shout out to him.
Yeah.
And then Rick actually wore Peyton's number 16 while it was getting – it got retired while Rick was wearing it here, and he got to finish his career with it.
Oh, okay. Chevy Chase – was kicked in the face in a roadside altercation in New York.
Good.
New York State Police say the comedian, he's kicked in the shoulder.
Oh.
I guess just the
That's
shoulder.
A lot different than the face.
Yeah, I thought it was the face. He's 74 now.
Yeah, he looks bad.
He does. He looks.
I mean, I guess he's. I didn't realize he was that old. When I saw him on TV a couple of years ago, he looked like out of his mind and really fat.
Yeah, look at this picture of him. He's very.
I didn't know he was 74 though. It's a little bit less funny now. Him getting kicked in the shoulder.
Apparently, he was driving and got cut off in traffic by a 22-year-old from Long Island. Authorities said the former star chased the other driver across the bridge before both pulled over. They got into a verbal argument, which led to a passenger in the car cursing at Chase and kicking him in the shoulder. The driver contends the kick was self-defense because Chevy Chase threw a punch at him first.
Old-ass Chevy Chase out here trying to fight in road rage incidents, huh?
Interesting. Interesting stuff. Rays. Oh, where am I at?
This is the worst group of headlines you've ever given.
God, hang on.
You got your volume on. Okay, just.
I'm done.
Yeah, you're done. You're done with the headlines. That was the Ben Lee outshined you on the headlines.
Ben Lee didn't have that Chevy Chase story, did he? You seem to really enjoy that.
I did enjoy the Chevy Chase story. I did.
There's not a lot of headlines. I was down to something with the Tampa Bay Rays and the pitching prospect.
I just feel like you weren't prepared for headlines.
No, I wasn't. Apparently, he needs Tommy John surgery. Honeywell. You know Honeywell. The pitching prospect with the torn UCL. Brent Honeywell. You remember him?
No. No, I don't.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just do that. Great headlines from you.
Oh, by the way, I have an idea for power rankings today. I just wanted to run it by you, see what you think.
Sure, let's just make this now. Let's just go ahead and let's just get it out of the way now. Let's go.
It reminded me because I got a tweet. You know, we're talking about my Rugrats thing, and it reminded me we got a suggestion yesterday about favorite shows when we were kids, like animated shows.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that might be a good idea.
I don't think it has to just be animated shows.
Well, favorite
shows as kids. Well, I don't think it has to be a cartoon. I loved Are You Afraid of the Dark? I'm putting Are You Afraid of the Dark? I'm putting Guts on mine, Legends of the Hidden Temple. I'm not going just cartoons.
Can we just do cartoons?
Why do we have to do cartoons? Why can't we just do shows we liked as a kid?
I don't know. I feel like it could cross over with shows we liked, like what we did yesterday, you know?
I don't know if I liked five cartoons. No, that's not true.
I don't know. Just a thought. Just a thought. Someone suggested it yesterday.
So you just want just cartoons?
Someone suggested it yesterday.
I was going to say
favorite cartoons as a kid.
Favorite cartoons as a kid? Okay. I mean, that's just going to be... Okay, that's fun.
Just a thought.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
If we have something better, you know, we could do that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think... Yeah, I guess we'll just stick to cartoons.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to do cartoons.
Yeah, that's fun.
But, like,
you missed a good headline. Tweeter sends it in. You, Bray Wyatt, the wrestler. Well, he's not been paying his required child support.
Oh, no.
He's not been paying his required child support, and he owes money, and now this has become a public legal battle, and his spending has been made public. Like, hey, you aren't spending your money on your kid. Why? And spousal support, which it's a whole different thing, if you ask me.
Spousal support.
Spousal support's
like alimony.
That's a lot different than child support, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Spousal support is a joke, isn't it? I mean, in general.
Child support, fan of. Spousal support, not as big of a fan of.
Yeah, it was, I can't remember.
Sure, it was great.
This has been an awful segment for me.
Now, hour two comes, you take the sunglasses off and the hangover hit.
Never mind.
No, please, keep...
I'm not saying another word this segment.
Keep working it out on air. Let's hear it.
No, I'm taking the next...
items between December 20th and January 4th. So this is a two-week stretch. Additional splurging costs include $112 at a Miami bar, as well as $171 on women's swimwear.
How much at Tootsie Strip Club?
$85.
That's not as much as I expected.
I hope that doesn't get him in trouble with his mistress, because he was cheating on his wife with someone who was a ring announcer for WWE. I never would have put those two together either, by the way. Big win for the chubby guys. Big win for the chubby guys, Bray, Landon, JoJo. But not that JoJo, a different JoJo. But I hope the $285 at Tootsie Strip Club doesn't get him in trouble with JoJo. He's going to go from two women to no women really quick.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
They also said he pulled up in a brand new black Dodge Challenger to their mediation session. Showed up stunting on her.
Mediation or meditation?
Mediation.
What is mediation?
Where they mediate. They like they talk about how things are going to be. They when my parents were getting divorced, we had to go to mediation, like where they kind of described how the parenting was going to go type of thing, and tried to work out like certain logistics and things
middle
like
ground.
That. Yeah.
Mediation.
Try to find a middle ground.
Median, middle.
Try to explain like what's going to happen.
I got you. The joke was from Chris Rock, by the way.
Do you have the joke now?
Yeah, it was an O.J. Simpson joke, but he was talking about alimony, and he's talking about if you make $4 million a year and you got to pay your wife $2 million, it's not that big of a deal. But if you make $30,000 a year and you got to pay her $15 million, it's a much, much harder to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That was a great joke. I'm glad you went and looked that up.
Yeah, I can't tell it like Chris Rock.
You want to try?
No.
Okay, let's just go to break. Great segment from you, Cody.
Thanks.
You know what, Cody? I'm a team player. And I'm going to take some blame for that segment. You were bad. Make no mistake. You were really, really bad. You were really, really, really awful in that segment.
Man, I'm not disputing it. You don't have to keep piling on, but
Sean Reed sent a GIF in of Homer Simpson getting hit in the face and said that was you during that segment.
A GIF?
Yeah.
Isn't it GIF?
It's pronounced GIF. Or it's spelled GIF, but pronounced
it's
GIF.
It's supposed to be pronounced GIF, but nobody says GIF.
I call it both. You're not starting this segment off any better as I'm trying to take up for you.
Okay, help me out here.
As captain of this ship, I told you we were going to talk about paying players, and then at the top of the hour, I went ahead and hit them with headlines, which is what we usually do. So you came back probably expecting for me to keep talking about paying players, but I just said, hey, hit us with some headlines.
Yeah.
Now, you should have had some headlines ready, but you probably thought you had another commercial break to get them ready for 11:15.
Well, here's the thing. I like to get the freshest, best headlines. And so when you tell me, you're right, I thought we were talking about something else.
Yeah.
And so I would never prepare headlines that are old when I could prepare them 15 minutes later during the break.
That's true. You were all over that Billy Graham thing.
I'm a good newsman, okay? Yeah. I like to get the freshest news.
Yeah. You're all over that
timely,
Billy Graham thing.
Timely, mm-hmm. As soon as it happens, mm-hmm. I'm on it.
Yeah.
I'm not coming at you with 3 hour old news unless, you know, I did make one mistake with the Billy Graham thing. That was just one mistake.
Yeah, one mistake's fine.
Small mistake.
But I'm going to go ahead and I'll take a little bit of blame for that because I left you out to dry a little bit.
Oh, thanks. I mean, Billy Graham did die that day. Like, it was
really fresh and really, really newsworthy.
It was 4 hours.
At 11:30 that day.
Yeah. Well, I guarantee you there was somebody listening who didn't know Billy Graham had died.
We're Toyota Knoxville. Put up the Toyota Knoxville poll question. Do you think college athletes should be paid cash? Cash money. This is in honor of the FBI, you know, raiding college basketball, releasing some names, releasing some details. Do you think college players should be paid cash?
As opposed to credit?
As opposed to, some people are going to say they're paid with education. Some people are going to say give them things after they graduate, you know, put it in a fund after they graduate, or maybe give them, I don't know, just there's all types of things people try to say other than just cold hard cash. Mm-hmm. Pay them with other stuff instead of cash. So I just made that the
prostitutes.
That's what Rick Pitino tried. It didn't work out for him. We're going to have to take that one off the old list.
Yeah.
We're going to have to put that one off of the list. Put it up about 20 minutes ago. So far, 242 votes are in. You said you thought it was going to be 75% of people think college athletes should be paid cash.
I changed that.
Yeah.
I said it would be closer to 50-50.
Right now, 57% of people of the 240 votes say no. No cash.
That's about where I thought it would be.
No cash.
Majority leaning no cash.
No cash. That poll was brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Speaking of cash, when you get your tax refund, if you want to double it, go see our friends at Toyota Knoxville. They'll double your tax refund up to $3,000 towards the purchase of a new Toyota. ToyotaKnoxville.com, Toyota Knoxville on Twitter. Go by and see them. Test drive a new vehicle and get you in there and talk some content.
Once I thought about it, I thought it would be close to 50-50.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, 56-44, it's pretty – I did think it would lean more would want them to be paid slightly. So I guess a little surprised.
I don't know what else we do if we're not going to pay them. Because, I mean, like I said in hour one, if you think college basketball is corrupt, what the hell do you think is going on in college football, which makes much, 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 much more money?
You know, this poll question might actually be closer to 50-50 if it wasn't cash.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would say 6% of these people that voted no probably would be okay with something else, like a stipend or what, you know, one of the other methods.
Yeah.
You mentioned.
Well, that's why I specified cash.
Yeah.
Because we don't pay Jeremy Pruitt with education, right?
Right.
Like, can you imagine how weird that would be if you're like, hey, Jeremy Pruitt, we're going to give you free education for you, and since we like you and since you have us with leverage, for seven of your family members for life. If, like, contract negotiations went like that. And he's like, no, seven family members isn't enough. I need 15 family members and friends. I get to give my friends some of this college education, too. That's so valuable.
And then you see Jeremy Pruitt working at the gas station on the side.
Right, or struggling. Yeah. You know, making 50 or 60 grand a year to support his family. Like, we don't try to pay him with education. We give him the good stuff. We don't try to pay those bowl bonuses, those $100,000 bonuses for being ranked in the top 25. We don't pay that out with four of his kids and their friends get to go to college for free. We give them a $100,000 check because we have so much money left over, we can give out big-time bonuses like that. Not only can we pay you $4.5 or $4.15, whatever it was, million dollars, we could also give you bonuses for doing your job. What's that, Josh Dobbs? You broke all these records? Well, you get to come back anytime for aerospace engineering to get your doctorate. Since you did so well, here's a bonus. Like, that's not how it works. I've always thought that the players should get paid, and people always say, well, how do you do that and keep the other sports? I don't care about the other sports. Like, why are we so anti-socialism in everything except our sports? Like, where we treat everything equal and pretend like all jobs are equal. Why do we do that only in sports? Like, that seems weird to me. Why do we not love our capitalism when it comes to these players bringing in all this money? Why do we not love that? We love it in every other walk of life. Get paid what you're worth. I'm for it. Everyone else is for it. Why not for these college athletes? Because you might not have another option when you start looking at the NCAA and just how corrupt they are and just how corrupt the game is. There's always going to be first-round picks. And look, quite frankly, the NBA doesn't give a damn about college basketball. They just don't. The NFL helps out a little bit with, A, their own – like, they help out the college football a little bit by making these guys stay 3 years, but a lot of that is also them protecting themselves, protecting the current aging players. Because imagine if rookies coming in every year, you could get them, A, for cheaper and more, and B, for longer – veterans would be out of the league a lot sooner, right?
Yeah.
The fringe veterans that are 10, 12 years in the league, they wouldn't be around anymore because you could replace them with young, able bodies a lot sooner. A lot sooner. If you could open the draft to everybody, veterans all of a sudden become a lot more expendable. So, like, yes, the NFL helps out college football, but at the same time, they're helping out the NFL players and they're helping out the owners that don't have to give, especially when, remember when rookie contracts were so big, when like Sam Bradford was getting $76 million guaranteed? Now imagine if you had to give that out to a freshman quarterback. Imagine all the freshman phenoms who come in and, you know, you look and you're having to judge them on potential.
And it's so much harder to do.
Yeah.
I mean, all you've seen them is against, how do you pay them? I agree. I mean, I think that they, personally, I think they should get paid. But how do you do it is the question. Because, let's be honest, you know, the third baseman at Texas A&M on the baseball team wasn't nearly as important as Johnny Manziel. The money made off the number two jerseys and Johnny Manziel, he should have absolutely gotten cash for that. It's him. It's his likeness. I mean, he should have made money off that, a lot of money off that. He should have been the highest paid player on campus. But how do you allocate it, I guess, is the biggest question. You know, I mean, because the third baseman's not selling any jerseys. Do you give him the same amount you're giving Johnny Manziel? I don't think so.
You can pay them what they're worth. Like, that's the answer. Like, whatever someone's willing to pay you, that's what you're worth.
How do you determine?
You let it open for bid. Like, that's one solution to your question, right? Of like, hey, here's what we're going to do. This booster really likes baseball. He's willing to give the starting pitcher $200,000. He gets $200,000.
So you just open it up to the boosters and they pay.
I mean, that's what they're already doing.
Worth. Yeah.
That's what they're already doing.
The
like
black
don't,
market.
Like,
yeah.
Don't fool yourself that this whole thing got busted open because Rick Pitino's guys got busted with a six-figure like offer to a recruit. Like, that's why this whole thing's come up.
Yeah.
Like, you could do that, or you could look and say we're going to do – and look, like I said, I'm sorry for the other sports. I'm sorry, rowing team. I'm sorry, volleyball team. You're not gonna really thrive in this in my model. But can you guys name one rower? Can you name one volleyball player?
I used to know a rower. Her name was
Celeste. Of course you did. Either way,
her name was Celeste.
My girlfriend actually lives with two rowers.
Really?
So I guess you guys can both name rowers. Well, good for you guys.
Tell, you asked.
Tell Celeste. Tell your girlfriend's two roommates that I'm sorry. I'm sorry about this.
That you don't want to pay them.
But you could take a – and you could cap it and say, look, 15% of the profits from the football season, we're going to split that amongst the team.
I don't think you cap it. I think if we do
well, I'm just saying
if we do it your way, I think just let open season, you know.
I mean, if you do that, then it's the Wild West, and sure, like that.
Great.
That's fine. I'm not necessarily against that. But I'm saying, like, if you just say – look, we can't give all our football money profit away because we have to fund the school, we have to fund renovations, we have to do all that. So we're gonna slot 30% or 20% of X amount of money we're getting from TV deals. I don't know. I'm not getting paid $500,000 to figure this out,
kinda
but
like
I do think there is ways. We just
like
have to
like
admit
a tip share sort of.
Yeah, we just have to admit that we're not equal here. The Tennessee average football player isn't equal to Ben's girlfriend's rowing roommates, and I'm sorry, Ben's girlfriend's rowing roommates. I'm sure you're lovely girls. I'm sure you've got very strong backs. Probably do a lot of push-ups. Probably some pull-ups, too. You're probably lovely. Cody's single, if you want to holler.
That's true.
But, like, we're not equal. Why do we pretend like they are? For the sanctity of some integrity of the NCAA, which has no integrity? Do you think any of those rowers are getting $500 handshakes from boosters? Do you think they are getting anything from agents? Like, no, they're not. We're allowing
maybe,
people. We're go ahead.
Maybe if you want to pretend to be fair, you allow them a percentage. You know,
sure.
Like you said,
sure.
15% or something like that you allocate among the other athletes.
Well, the problem is, like, the rowing team doesn't make any money.
Right.
So, like, 15% of nothing is nothing. And quite frankly, and I'll quit picking on the rowing team, if you look at the women's basketball team, I think UT, they might. No, they lost money. The women's basketball team lost money. So those ladies would be on the hook. If we're, you owe us 15% of $1.4 million, please. But like you're saying, sure, if you want to take out 5% of the total profit, 5% of the total profit, and give out, distribute to all other athletes.
I mean, look, sure. If we're talking like perfect capitalism, mm-hmm. though, you know what I mean? Because they are just as important in terms of what they do. You know, their particular sport. It's just that they're not bringing in any money for the university. But I don't think you can judge it just off that, because then you got a really bad system. I mean, if you only pay all the football players, I think it's a bad look.
Sure. And I'm sure it is a bad look. But it's America. It's a bad look that CEOs make 99% of the company's money, and the worker who's out there doing physical labor gets pennies compared to that. Like, that's a bad look. But we all just look at it and say, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Like, you get paid what you're worth. In every other walk of life in America, we do that. In every other walk of life, we've picked this one thing where these guys are worth bringing in a lot of money, but we're making them work for free.
People feel differently, I think, about college sports because it's college. It's because it's of the amateurism. I think that's why people feel differently than they do in other aspects of America.
Say that one more time.
It's the kids thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They still look at them like
we're talking about letting 16-year-old kids vote for president now. We had legit political pundits making the case that 14-year-olds should be allowed to vote for president. Like, those guys aren't kids. 16-year-olds leading the revolution of America right now, if you listen to, you know, if you turn on CNN.
Or Fox News.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, well, no, the Fox News
they're
people
not gonna cover it.
The Fox News people are saying the 16-year-olds are idiots when they disagree with them, and then saying that the 16-year-olds that agree with them are smart. But either way, like, there's a movement of youth right now that, oh, 16-year-olds can invoke change. So, like, calling these 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old guys kids.
Oh, look, I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I think that's part of it, mm-hmm. From the other side of it. It's that kids thing, that amateurism, that, they're just kids. They're kids. We don't need to pay them, you know. They're kids.
I just don't get, like, I'll never understand, A, why people are so against it. Like, why do we want to hold on to amateurism so much? Like, I'm serious.
I don't know. That is weird.
Like, over the last, like, this will never make sense to me. People were okay with Butch Jones making $20 million at Tennessee for 4 years. We were okay with him getting $20 million and Josh Dobbs, who is going to represent this university for the rest of his playing days and the rest of his life, got $0. Like, we're okay with that Butch Jones gets $20 million to be a gym teacher to ruin the program? He got $20 million, and we don't want Josh Dobbs, who we're going to rely on, and Derek Barnett and Alvin Kamara, who everyone's in love with. We're okay that they got zero? That they got an education? Alvin Kamara and Derek Barnett didn't do much of that education right now. They're going to go make millions of dollars playing football. And I'm not saying they're not intelligent. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they're not going to have to fall back on a college education. They're going to go, they're going to make millions of dollars, and hopefully they get smart people with them that help them invest correctly and help them become business owners and things like that. We're okay with Butch Jones getting $20 million, but we're not okay with those guys getting $10,000 extra a year. Like, that just blows my mind, and it will never cease to. Like, Nick Saban's going to make $8 or $9 million, $10 million, whatever the hell he is. He's getting a whole house paid for. Like, we're okay with that discrepancy? And for Tua, who comes in and wins the national championship for him and helps bring those fans happiness, give them self-worth, make them feel important, while also bringing the school in millions of dollars, he gets nothing? Like, why are we okay? Why is everyone so against those guys getting extra money? That's what I'll never understand.
It's like a status thing. The amateurism, and it's weird, but it's like people go to these games and those are our boys. Those are our boys out there. Look at them. Oh, they're great. We come to this thing that amateurism, It's like a status thing to me. It's just like it's fun and games out there. You know what I mean? And people just go for their entertainment.
Is it because we want to live and be naive that those players just chose a school because they like Knoxville? Like, is that it? We want them to think that they just want to be one of us and they bought into the tradition? Like, is it something with that?
Some people, yeah.
Instead of just that we were the highest bidder, like, does that change the romance of college football?
Yeah.
That, hey, they thought that we were offering the most money and we were the best fit and all that stuff. Like, does that just ruin everything that's built upon it? Because otherwise I don't get why we're okay with these coaches making so much more money. Because you can't tell me the money's not there. We just paid Chris Winkie $350,000 to come be a running backs coach, and he's never played running back a day of his life. He's never coached running backs a day in his life. Why are we okay with him getting $350,000 instead of John Kelly, who knows how to play running back, who played it very well, who actually did a lot for Tennessee, getting zero? Todd Chandler, who's going to be asked to go and run the ball and to take hits and to actually play running back, gets an education that he may or may not even want.
What do you think how much, in terms of worth, Butch Jones versus Josh Dobbs, what should the payments be?
Ask Butch Jones, because Butch Jones would have been fired 2 years ago. He got fired after year two or three if it wasn't for Josh Dobbs.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If Butch is worth 20, then Josh Dobbs probably was worth at least five or six to what Butch Jones got. Butch Jones would have probably happily paid Josh Dobbs $5 or $6 million for what he did for his job status. He got him 5 years.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I do understand the coaches making the money, because long term, your coach, theoretically, should be more important to your program than one athlete long term.
Yeah, I'm not saying they should make more. Butch Jones. Yeah, I'm not saying they should make more than Butch Jones.
Right.
I'm not even saying the coaches should make less or not. I don't know. What I'm saying is, why are we okay with them making so much more?
Versus zero.
Yeah, these salaries have ballooned so much. Like, you saw something in the newspaper 10 years ago where Philip Fulmer was making like $1.5 million as the head coach. That's reasonable. That's reasonable. Now Jeremy Pruitt's making $4.3, $4.5 million without ever being a head coach in his life.
There's just more money in the sport now. I mean, I guess
right.
that's a
no,
part
there
of it.
Is because, you know why? Because the sport's so good that everyone wants to watch it on TV, and the SEC Network can cut $60 million a year to these schools.
Yeah.
I just don't get why everyone's so against it. Like, I don't get why 60% of people are saying, no, don't give these guys cash. Would you rather your school give them cash, get caught, and get put on probation? Like, do you think Ole Miss fans still think that players shouldn't get paid, or do you think they said, "Yeah, we shouldn't have had to cheat. We shouldn't have to be facing this death penalty because we were cheating like everyone else. We just got caught." Or do you think they just look and say, "Why can't we just pay these players?"
That's probably how they look at it.
If it happens in Tennessee, that's what I'll be saying. If Tennessee ever gets busted for putting players in apartments or giving them money, hopefully it opens your eyes and you're just like, "Well, why is this illegal?" I'm sure Kentucky basketball fans feel like that today. Like, why do we have to lie about this guy getting a loan? Like, who cares?
Yeah, they're kids. They're getting a free education. They're kids. That's their payment. That's the argument. It's not a good one, but that's the argument.
Like, the education's worthless if you don't want it. Like, either raise academic requirements and let's get some scholars in here, and let's go back to going professional in something else. Let's get back to going professional in something else. Terrence Cody sat up there before their bowl game and didn't even know what his major was. It's a farce.
Undecided.
It's a farce. Like, nobody's going to you. You're getting guys to go to LSU that got like 6s and 7s on the ACT that like can't read past a fifth grade level. What the hell are they going to do with an education? A college education. What are they going to do with it? They can't read. What you're going to, right? You're going to make up a fake program for them to go through and get A's. And then you're going to cheat them there. And then, ironically, you're going to rob them of the thing you're paying them. We're going to give you this education. What's Arian Foster mad at UT about? What's one of his criticisms? They pretty much made me go into political science or whatever his major was. He's like, they force you into African studies. They want the athletes to be dumb. They want the athletes to go into the easy major so they'll stay eligible. So, ironically, according to Arian Foster, Tennessee was robbing him of the payment that they said they were giving him because he didn't get to go do the classes he wanted. Like, you've seen it. You were a journalism major. You had some comm studies classes. I had a lot of athletes in my comm studies classes because it's the easy major. That's why I was there.
They're easy, right.
That's why I was there.
My easiest classes, mostly, that's a lot of them, that's where they were.
Right. Like, it's a farce. We're not teaching them. We're not requiring them to go to business school or go get a real major. They're doing African studies. They're doing humanities. They're doing comm studies like me because we're idiots. Like, that's what they're doing. We're not paying them with some big education. We just want to feel comfortable that they're not getting any money. We just don't want them to get cash. We'd rather them pretend like they're getting some education that's going to matter. And some people use it for good. That's fun. That's good on them. Some people use it and say, what do we do now? I just think it's dumb.
I mean, some of them are, you know, they use it. They go to business school or whatever.
Some of them do.
But many don't.
Yeah.
Many of the blue chips don't. They're going pro.
Or they're going back to a life where their education's not going to really help them. Where they get out with a humanities degree or an African studies degree and they say, well, what do we do with this? Well, let's go work at the bank. That's what Tyron Prothro had to do. Poor guy shattered his ankle. Remember, you know how bad his ankle injury was or foot injury? You know what he did? He had to go work as a bank teller in Tuscaloosa. Penniless. Because he wasn't getting paid while he was really good at being a wide receiver. And It's just backwards to me that so many people are so against it. And I ranted on that. I ranted on that for about 20 minutes. I didn't even know I felt that strongly about it, but I got mad halfway through it.
That's a very good rant.
It just seems stupid to me. As Corey tweets in, there's a notion that if college athletes are paid, it's not about the love of the game anymore or the love of the school, which is ludicrous because if an athlete was getting paid, you would believe they would work harder to get more money. It would make it a lot more frustrating if they were getting paid and they were messing up, though. Like, to his point, like, if they're working harder, sure, but if you're paying those guys money and then, like, they're getting in trouble, they're not taking it seriously, or they're dropping passes, you're going to give them death threats on Twitter, which people already do to the unpaid guys. Maybe it would give us more, it would make us feel worse about yelling at the players and everybody that's sending them death threats anyways.
It would make you feel better about your death threats.
Yeah. Hey, you're getting paid. You can take this. And I'm sure some of the college players would say, yeah, we'll take the death threats and you cussing us out on Twitter like you're going to do anyway as long as we're getting paid.
Yeah. Sure thing.
Let's catch a break. Let's talk sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. Tyler tweets in, for being honest, the issue is that it's really odd and archaic that we've built our sports around education. Why is that still a thing, fundamentally weird thing we do? Like, maybe the weirder thing is that we're still going by laws and bylaws from the NCAA that were set how many years ago? 60, 70 years ago? Like, when did amateurism and NCAA become hand in hand? 100 years ago?
Yeah, I guess when it all started, right?
When there was no TV games, like when games weren't on TV, when the TV revenue wasn't in the billions.
Don't we often ask ourselves the kind of the same thing about like the Constitution in some things?
In some things,
we're
yeah,
still
sure.
going by a law that was written, you know.
Well, to me, that
200 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I get the comparison, and I did, you know, think of that as I was saying it, but like it still feels a little bit different. Like, it feels different to compare, like, laws of the land, for, like, being a criminal or having rights to do certain things than, like, a billion-dollar industry type of thing.
Some things make sense.
Yeah.
Some don't.
Like, our NCAA bylaws, do you have whenever that became, like, hand-in-hand, Benley?
It says the first time that the NCAA used the term amateurism in its bylaws was 1906.
1906. When there wasn't TV, when there sure as hell wasn't billions of dollars worth of TV, I'm sure that people came to the games. Games are probably free.
No shoe money back then.
No shoe money. Coach's salary? Greg from the Iron Mill coached the team as he played center or quarterback. Like, there weren't millions of dollars worth of contracts.
The best
like,
players got free wagons.
Yeah. Like we're using you. We're using the same archaic model that we were when there was no money. Like, you know why people didn't get mad that they didn't pay the players back then? Because there was no money in the sport. Now there's billions of dollars. The SEC Network made, what, $750 million last year? Or paid the SEC that? Like, what happened in 1906 doesn't really hold a candle to what's going on in 2018. Why the hell do we use that?
Tell you what, Luther, you come to Alabama, I'll get you a nice horse. Real nice horse.
You probably didn't even get the horse. You probably just got to use the horse whenever you needed it.
Tennessee offered a wagon.
You probably didn't even get to have the horse because they weren't making enough money to pay for the horses. You just got to ride it sometimes.
USC said, hey, we got a nice new radio. Get you a nice radio and a telephone.
Like, it's just, it's a different sport. Like, it's a completely different world than it was even, what, 30 years ago? 25 years ago? It's completely different. Like, why? But this is the 30. Only this is the only thing in the business world that we're choosing not to evolve with. Like 20, I just don't get it.
Like 20 years ago, get you a brand new car phone and a CD player. How's that sound? It's just so much different now. Even from, 20 years ago. Much different.
Twitter writes in, if it'll get him NCAA football again, get it done.
Yeah, that's really the important thing. I mean, I agree.
Well, I mean, it's true though. Like you sacrifice the idea of amateurism, but you get something back in return if you like video games. And like I said, a lot of schools, you get to no longer have to worry about getting caught cheating or having shady boosters. You can just eliminate all those problems. And like I said, I don't know the exact right way to do it. I don't know if you just do a little bit of profit sharing, like, you know, the NBA and the their union, they get half of the money, half of the profits go to salaries. I don't think you could do, you know, half, but you could pay these guys somewhere $15,000, $20,000 a year. That's fine. It's not a big deal. I just don't get why everyone's so against it. Cub says he agrees that payers should be paid. He just wishes that one of the first things that would happen would be the killing off of the secondary sports.
Payers should be played. Players should be paid and payers should be played.
Like, you know what happens whenever I put out a call for interns, Ben Lee? You know what the first question some of them ask me, and I just don't even answer them, I just delete them.
Can I have Ben's job?
Is this paid? And I'm just like, what do you think I'm going to pay you? Like right now, you could come work and like learn the industry. Like that's what college like is usually built around. Like whenever I was in school, internships were like unpaid.
Yeah, I never got paid for an intern.
But now there's like a whole movement of like interns getting paid to do stuff like that. Like. Ben has the option to go out and sell, and he can earn money. Like that's more than the college football players get to do.
Yeah, I was gonna say I still don't get paid,
but you have the option to go out and earn money.
Yeah.
Whereas they don't. They can't go out and sell sponsorship on the back of their jerseys. They can't go out and sell. Hey, I'll send out some promoted tweets for you. No offense, Ben Lee, I love you. You shouldn't have better rights than the quarterback of Tennessee football to earn money. Not education, although I guess I'm technically paying you an education. So maybe I'm a hypocrite. I don't know.
Education.
Like I'm paying you an education of the industry.
So what if, here's a plot twist. What if one of Tennessee's players wanted to come here and be the producer of this show and it was as a player?
That's a good question.
Because technically, I mean, they're, you know.
That's a good question.
That's their job.
The NCAA says you can have part-time jobs. Maybe that's what we should do. I think the NCAA would probably find trouble with it, but I guess all they'd have to say is that they're not benefiting. They didn't get the sponsorship because of who they are.
If I'm Johnny Manziel, my part-time job is opening my own autograph business, opening my own jersey sales. Like, if you're going to have a part-time job, could you do that?
No, because you'd be selling your likeness.
Yeah, it's your likeness.
But you can't. You still can't do that.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I don't understand like those poll results. Look, what are they going to do? Raise the prices? Ticket prices are already through the roof. You're already paying $100 to go watch Tennessee play South Carolina at noon. I don't know if you saw the update. Do you know how much the ticket is to go to see Tennessee play Auburn next year? $130. So they're going to raise the ticket prices on you regardless. So that can't be an excuse. That's a great idea, by the way. College football attendance going down across the landscape. The lowest it's been in how many years? Since like the 50s? You know what the solution is? Let's keep raising prices.
Let's raise the prices. That'll get them back. That'll bring them in.
No, it's not going to bring them in. But that's like their solution. So like, I don't know what they're going to threaten us with. Higher prices, they're already through the roof. I don't know. It just seems crazy to me. But like today's NCAA findings, you know, the names mentioned, the schools mentioned, the players, the dollar amounts, like I don't know how much longer we can keep up this facade. Like we all, like ask anybody, like their true opinion. Answer honestly. Do you think Alabama pays players benefits in football?
I guarantee you, you ask some people in Alabama, they'll tell you no.
Right, that's fine, but that's why I did it in Knoxville. In Alabama, I would ask them if they think Auburn's paying. Right?
Yeah, and they're going to say, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, but then you ask them about themselves, they're going to say no.
No, we're clean.
Yeah. No, you're not. Everyone's dirty. I love Tennessee. Tennessee is in the game being dirty as well. They just are. Like, you're fooling yourself if you think everyone else cheats, but you don't. I don't understand how you could be that naive. I'm done yelling. Let's talk about something fun in hour three. Damn it. Why didn't we save this discussion for hour two? So that people, or for hour three, so that people going to lunch could get in, hear us actually talking about some sports, hear us sounding actually kind of smart, instead of just going back with our usual tricks of funny stories. That's what's coming hour three.
Hour three is always the fun hour.
I know. Every now and then we got to mix it up and have some serious stuff in hour three. But now I'm out of serious topics, except I got maybe one more in the chamber. Maybe one more in the chamber. Mel Kiper had to answer some questions about Lamar Jackson. Spoiler alert, his answers were stupid. We'll give you that as well as some more headlines. Pump the brakes, keep rolling. I don't know if we'll be able to squeeze in a power rankings today, Cody, but I'll try.
We haven't done a –
We did one yesterday.
We've done one power ranking in the last, what, week? We've had one? I mean, I can't – we didn't have any.
We still played overrated, underrated on Wednesday.
Power rankings.
Which I thought was a great segment, by the way.
It's fine. I always thought overrated, underrated was my favorite segment until power rankings came along. And I realized power rankings were my favorite segment.
Okay. Hour two is over.